welcome to Power Start Your Day with Dame Nicola Smith Jackson, helping everyday people to build their empire and win at life, money, and business. And now, here's your lifestyle, money, and business coach, Dame Nicola.
Empire Builders, is Dame Nicola. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning. We're going to resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. He wants you to win with life, money, and business. So if you're just logging in, welcome to Power Start Your Day. And we've been talking about money minimizers. We want to discover your money minimizers so you can become a money magnet. And I know that some of these episodes might be like, oh, this is really good, but that's not the intention. The intention is for us to discover, uncover, and also to correct anything that may be slowing down the transfer of wealth coming into your household so that you can literally be a part of the major impact that's happening right now. And so our first power move, we got to go to the Lord. We're going to have our scripture out of Acts 17 and 30. I think you'll understand a lot more about this money minimizer called avoidance. Avoidance, it's huge. And many people have done this in certain areas of their life. And typically, if you are doing this in one area, chances are you're avoiding challenges or problems in other areas, and they're not just going to go away. Many a times these problems or challenges actually grow in a direction that you don't want it to. So let's go to the Lord so that we can be very honest with ourselves and be willing to say, let's take a look at these things that we've been ignoring and let's get on track. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because today is the day that you've made, and we're glad, rejoice, we're here in the land of the living. Heavenly Father, we are just so grateful that you've given us grace and mercy. And so today we're asking you to forgive us for our sins of commission and omission, the ones that we don't even know. We're asking, oh dear Lord, that in this season that we know you're doing big things, even though it looks like there are huge breakdowns. We know that you're building your people up for a time such as this. We are thankful, dear Lord, that we will not continue to ignore the signs and also the wonders and the miracles. We know that even in this time when you're having us quarantine or social distance, whatever it is, we know that you're working on those who have the ears to hear and the courage to do. We no longer want to be in the dark, and we no longer want to continue to have the same blind sides that we have that's been holding us back from getting access to more of your resources so we can go out there and do impact in a big way. We know it's hard to be in dark times, but we know that the shines cannot shine without, the stars cannot shine without dark. So let your stars come out in a bigger and better way like never before. Let those who believe they're weak say they're strong. As we'll continue to come humbly but boldly before your throne, not only to make our petitions made known, but to give you all thanks. We honor you and bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's turn to Acts 17 and 30. And I'm reading English Standard Version on today, and it says, "The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent." So this is a season where God is saying, pay up. I've given a lot of time to get people, to help them to get their priorities in order. We sent a lot of messages and warnings, and most of the challenges that people are going through now that they're openly willing to discuss, many of them were already going through privately. I'm talking about this is the season that God has uncovered anything that should have been important but has been ignored. Now, can you think of anything in your life when you think about your health and your wealth, your spiritual, mental, physical, and even relationship health, your spiritual, mental, physical, and relationship with wealth? Yeah. There are different dynamics to your health and your wealth, and sometimes it'll be easy to say, oh, that's just too much to remember. Really? How many things can you remember that went wrong in your life? You've been able to collect all of those for years upon years, saying to our lives and add to the lives of others. What we don't realize is that when we have challenges in the area of health and wealth, it may seem like it's an individual thing, but it's really a corporate thing. Haven't we not seen this with especially the pandemic? Haven't we not seen this where we still have 67% of the world who is financially illiterate? So what the big fight is about is the people who said, well, I am financially literate and I've done the right things with my resources. And, you know, those who say, I pay my taxes, I help people, whatever. I don't believe anybody else should decide how my money is spent for those who have not taken the time to deal with their health or their wealth. Well, I'm not saying whether I agree with it or not. I'm saying this is the argument that's going on in the world today. But I want us to also, along with Acts 17:30, I want us to go to Matthew 7:7 and understand that we need to start asking God the right questions so we can get the right answers. So Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. That doesn't sound like you're going to find answers to your health or wealth issues by avoiding them. You got to hit it head on. Now, I can tell you right now, I was one of those that didn't know I had avoidance with money. I do know where it started, and I'm going to, you know, reveal a little bit more about this, even in the book, Pink Millionaire, The Raw Truth About Building an Empire. And I'm going to talk about, you know, very gracefully, very respectfully, things that happened in our household with money. And I used to hear bickering and things where people weren't on the same page. You know, I would always notice my grandma would knot up, Jamaicans say knot up, like have it all rolled up. And it was hidden maybe in her brassiere or what have you, money, because obviously she would think that if it was somewhere else, somebody might come and take something that didn't belong to them. And so these were things that you would see as a kid, but turn your head as if it's none of your business. And we're not realizing that some of these things on even where our parents or grandparents have put financial things in place and they don't want to talk about it. You don't want to talk about life insurance. You don't want to talk about anything concerning money. If you can relate to this, more than likely you've had the spirit of avoidance creep up on you, and it is a money block as well as it minimizes your opportunities when it comes to money. Now, you might now begin to express this money avoidance in ways like, I don't know, I'm not saying you did exactly what I did, but if you are one of those that you continue to go from paycheck to paycheck, which means that you are pretty much anti-budgeting, or you might write a budget down, but you never really follow it, or, you know, you're kind of in denial that you're living above your means. You'll ignore the idea that your lifestyle, your finances is dictating one lifestyle, but you're trying to live another one, and you're saying, I'll just deal with it when I get there because you live only once. You might be one that say, you know what? You can pop your collar because you say, I always pay my bills on time. When I go on trips, I do ration out. But I am still buying expensive clothes and bags or shoes or you know, whether in the club back in the day, I'm still popping bottles. Because I'm just going to make up for it with my next paycheck to paycheck. Like, balance your checkbook, you would realize that you should have never even used your gas money to go to the club, or you should have never even, you know, used that money to even try to look like you're bigger than whatever to say, you know what, I am, and we'll talk about this next money block of over generosity at another time, but you're in your mind avoiding really taking a look at where you are financially. Tension that what we thought as a pandemic was going to be like a flu season turned into a whole year, and there's no clear distinction as to when it's going to end, ignoring the fact that as we're going on with this time, people's health and wealth is deteriorating. And ignoring that idea about the where you are financially, should your health fail you, now this is positioning you or loved ones to be treated like life does not really matter, because if you don't have the cha-ching, you're figuring out a way to make your hospital bed available to someone else. No one is able to go into the hospital. So whatever is happening with your loved ones, if they can't tell you, you'll never know. I know that we look at these problems individually, but they're connected together. I want you to understand something. My love for God and his people is such that there's no way I can see these things clearly and keep my mouth shut. Because you're so much smarter than you give yourself credit for. So avoiding an issue seems like the easier path. Now this money avoidance might show up. Format as you might have an opportunity that could fix some of these money gaps. But just because you won't sit down and really write out a goal and stick to it every day, it's the same thing. It's the same relationship with money and numbers, that you're the one that's still confused about how the compensation plan works, even though you've had years to study it. These are all money avoidance. You'd rather keep saying, I don't understand, versus the truth is, I don't want to face it. Now, I know this is going to help someone, because these money avoidance, this block right here goes real deep. The scars are like the scabs over the scars are so thick from childhood, and then the layers upon whether you were going through college and all you had was romaine noodles, and then now you came out of college and you thought that your degree was going to give you the best job, and you realize that there are no jobs, and then now when you realize there are no jobs, you go out and you say, I'm going to go into whether entrepreneurship, and you're like, oh my gosh, I went through all this school or whatever, I'm smarter than this, why am I not being successful, you know, and then now you want to avoid the whole situation of building wealth. Money avoidance can happen no matter how much money you have earned. status and the generosity one at another time. But today, I need you not to avoid it, especially going into the holidays where that money avoidance, where it will have you misallocate. The money blocks have you misallocate or misappropriate money. You will not put it in places where you know you're expected an ROI. Put money in places that only give you IG, instant gratification. If you're one that IG comes before ROI, you don't have no time for money blocks in this season. Because as you're seeing is that God is saying, you know what? Whoever didn't work on their health, they were least likely to succeed in this season. It's okay. We can start where we are. You got to start thinking ROI before IG in every area of your life in this season, because the word says right here, says that the times of ignorance that God overlooked, he's saying no. No, we got to change from these ways. We cannot ignore or avoid these messages. And so now when you start to think and say, you know what? I need to pull out these statements before I go and spend tons of money. My legacy money, my bill money, in places that's not coming back in this season. I need to invest in myself because I am good enough. I need to invest time in taking care of my health and my finances in this season. Because now everybody's lifting their hands and say, it's not my problem. People are now forcing families to take responsibility for the progression in health and wealth of their family. What happens when scarcity shows up? You wouldn't say you weren't taught. Yourself. We go into money blocks of the over-generosity or people who are worshiping money and status. These are all things that we got to put money in its proper place. Ability to gain wealth. He's on watch right now. And he's saying those who know their rights to do with resources, we're going to move more money into those hands. And so I want you to really pay attention to these money blocks. If any of them addresses you, I need you to go to Matthew 7:7 and say, listen, you need to start asking the right questions for these money blocks. And I don't know about you, but I'm telling the Lord, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, I don't want you to do it without me. That might require you losing status with the world, but you're getting promoted in the kingdom. God bless you. Have an amazing, productive, prosperous day.